Picture a high-stakes competition where 95% of participants are guaranteed to fail, not because they lack talent, but because nobody ever taught them the rules. That's the modern job market. We spend years preparing for careers through education and training, yet the critical skill of actually landing a job? That's something we're mysteriously expected to figure out on our own. It's like being handed a complex board game with no instructions and being told your livelihood depends on winning. The frustration you feel when applications vanish into digital black holes isn't your fault. It's a systemic problem born from a fundamental disconnect between how we think hiring works and how it actually operates. Between 60% and 85% of jobs are filled through networking, not formal applications. This staggering statistic reveals an uncomfortable truth. The job market isn't a meritocracy where the most qualified candidate always wins. It's a social ecosystem where being known often matters more than being skilled. Many positions never get posted publicly because managers create roles specifically for candidates they already know or who come recommended by trusted contacts. The average person knows about 600 people, creating a vast potential network if properly leveraged. Your next opportunity isn't hiding in some impossible-to-find corner of the internet. It's waiting for someone who understands how the game is actually played. Over 75% of resumes never reach human eyes. Automated systems scan them first, and fancy templates confuse the software. Use plain formatting and straightforward job titles. Replace Customer Happiness Ninja with Customer Service Representative. This isn't dumbing down. It's speaking a language both machines and humans understand. Specificity transforms vague claims into evidence. Instead of managed social media, write, grew Instagram following from 2,000 to 50,000 in 8 months, generating 1.2 million impressions. The million-dollar tip? Include 1 million anything in your accomplishments. Dollars managed, website visitors, email sent, this threshold signals significant responsibility. List skills with specific experience. Python programming, 5 years, not just Python. Add something unexpected, certified scuba instructor or competitive chess player. These demonstrate discipline while giving interviewers memorable conversation starters. Meanwhile, 70% of employers research candidates on social media, and 57% have found content that cost someone a job. Make everything private. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. LinkedIn is the exception. Keep it public and professionally curated. Sociologist Mark Granovetter discovered that weak connections, acquaintances, not close friends, are more valuable for job hunting. Your best friend shares your network, limiting new opportunities. That conference acquaintance accesses entirely different circles. Social media engagement works when you give before you get. 10 minutes of daily interaction, liking, commenting, sharing, boosts oxytocin by 13%, heightening trust and generosity. Share genuine enthusiasms like cycling or cooking. We respond to logos of beloved brands the same way we respond to photos of close friends. When networking in person, skip "what do you do?" Ask "what are you passionate about?" or "what's on your bucket list?" These questions create memorable connections. Relationships built over years yield unexpected opportunities. Today's mentee becomes tomorrow's hiring manager. References eliminate 1 in 3 candidates. Ask strategically, "can you give me an unqualified, positive recommendation?" Hesitation means finding someone else. Always alert references beforehand, providing role context so they highlight relevant strengths. Industry secret, drafting recommendation letters for busy references to edit is common practice. It ensures completeness while respecting their time. Modern platforms aggregate millions of jobs with one-click applications that bypass tedious registration processes. The real game changer is AI-powered matching. With over 6 million open jobs, manual searching is overwhelming. Advanced algorithms analyze your resume and preferences to surface relevant positions, boosting employer satisfaction from 15% to 35%. Timing is critical. Over 25% of jobs fill within 2 days, 50% within a week. Apply immediately after posting when recruiters are actively thinking about the role. Advanced platforms send instant notifications for competitive advantage. The most sophisticated systems reverse the process entirely. Employers invite qualified candidates directly, skyrocketing satisfaction to 70%. Seek platforms offering job aggregation, one-click applications, AI matching, instant alerts, and application tracking. The days of resume black holes are ending, but only with modern tools. Not all job applications are created equal. Apply within the first 2 days a job is posted. You'll face less competition and catch employers when they're most interested. Don't self-disqualify based on listed requirements. Job requirements are often wish lists, not actual requirements. One study found 61% of entry-level positions asked for 1 to 3 years of experience. If you meet 40% of requirements, apply. Target jobs matching your current or most recent job title. Automated systems love perfect matches, dramatically increasing your odds of reaching a human reviewer. The holy grail? Applying where you know someone at the company. More than 50% of jobs are filled through internal connections. When someone vouches for you, they bypass automated systems and place you at the top of the list. Apply to companies whose products you genuinely love. Your authentic enthusiasm will shine through. One candidate knew the company's software better than some employees, had ideas for new features, and wasn't afraid to share criticisms. "Easiest hire we ever made," the employer recalled. Consider proximity. Employers favor local candidates because long commutes breed misery and turnover. Target positions offering higher compensation than your current role. Changing companies remains the surest path to meaningful raises. Your interviewer decides on your hireability within 20 seconds. Give a genuine smile involving mouth and eyes, make strong eye contact, offer a firm handshake, and use their name. These actions trigger positive neurological responses that create connection. When asked, "Tell me about yourself," open with, "Interviewer's name. I'm so excited to be here because something specific about the business." Using their name spikes attention, expressing interest triggers reciprocal liking, and it shows you've done research. Treat interviews like tennis matches, not bowling. Equal talking time creates better outcomes. After each answer, ask your own question to maintain flow. 93% of employers rate these soft skills essential. When interviewers believe they've taught you something, it signals you'll be pleasant to work with. Use the 2-second pause technique. When asked a question, wait 2 full seconds before responding. This uncommon break demonstrates thoughtful listening and makes prepared answers feel authentic. Transform responsibility lists into narratives by saying, "I have a story to tell you." Facts in stories are 20 times more memorable. Prepare at least 2 compelling stories highlighting moments where you learn something. Most job seekers accept their first offer, essentially paying thousands to avoid one uncomfortable conversation. With median American salary at $56,000 and average job tenure of 4 years, negotiating just 5% more yields an additional $11,000. Employers expect negotiation and rarely rescind offers. They're as afraid of losing you as you are of losing them. The endowment effect explains why negotiation feels terrifying. Once we receive an offer, our brains assign heightened value to it and fear losing it. About 1/3 of candidates negotiate, so employers typically discount initial offers by 5 to 15% for everyone. Before negotiating, determine your priorities beyond salary: flexible schedules, vacation time, moving expenses, job titles. Rank these to strategically trade less important items for top priorities. The most effective tactic is having multiple offers to create competition. When naming your desired salary, ask for more than you expect. As one father advised his daughter, "When you name your price, you should feel nauseous. If you don't feel nauseous, you're not asking for enough." After making your counteroffer, remain silent. Speaking prematurely means negotiating against yourself. Once terms are agreed, immediately ask when you can expect the written offer.